And joining me this morning for a Community Connection on AM 1400, 93.3 FM, a pretty frequent guest, but I always enjoy talking with Charlene Dew. She is Area Director for Big Brothers Big Sisters of Oklahoma. Thanks for coming in this morning, Charlene.
Good morning, Charlie. Thank you for having us.
A beautiful day in the neighborhood, and I enjoy talking with you because I always get some good stories about young people and the mentorship opportunities that you offer in the community. It's great.
Well, thank you.
Big Brothers Big Sisters, I know you have completed at least fundraising till we get into Bowl for Kids' Sake, so that's good. But we're out making matches this morning.
Well, we had a very successful big event mm-hmm. in August and raised just over $67,000. So that's over the revenue goal, so that's good.
And I'm going to say, any organization would always accept more money. That sounds like a great goal to have.
It was a very generous audience, and everybody had a good time. The focus now this fall is back to recruiting. Mm-hmm. We are always focused on recruiting mentors, but we do a push in the fall to try to get more people in to be one-to-one mentors for the youth that we have on the waiting list.
And I think it's a fair statement that I can say without asking you that you always need more male mentors, just because that seems to be either we're not stepping up or you have more young men that need mentors. I'm not
sure.
Well,
both of those would be true, and that would be generally the case across the nation. There are more boys referred generally, and there are more women that volunteer. And so in our case, for about the last 2 years, we've been running just about even on boys and girls that are waiting. So, but we always need men for boys. And we also need couples, because generally a couple is matched with a boy. So mm-hmm. it helps to take those boys off the waiting list.
Well, it works out well. And it sounds like that would be something that a lot of couples might like to do, just because you're two people in on the planning, two people in on the role model.
Well, it works especially well for young, married, no children, or people whose children have gone off and they're empty nesters. Mm-hmm. It does allow for people who want to give back to the community, but they don't want to do something that takes them more time away from each other, particularly if they're both employed.
Yeah.
Or if one travels a lot, it does provide that stability. The benefit to the child is it gives them a healthy male role model, female role model, and a healthy marriage role model. And that is something that a lot of our children need.
Sure. And I think that healthy marriage role model is not being echoed in the movies, in the media, in just pop culture as much as maybe it was when you and I were growing up.
Well, we all need good role models all the time.
And I'm not saying that June and Ward Cleaver were the best role models, but at least they were out there. You know?
Yes, I'm pretty sure there's somebody that would have issue with that as well.
So. Anyway, it's a relatively easy process as far as getting someone through the qualification process, but they have to step up first.
Right. We just invite anyone who's interested to call and ask questions, because we're happy to talk with you, talk about any concerns you might have, what the process is. And if it's not the right time for you or not the right program, we totally understand that. We believe that people need the information so they can make an informed decision, because we do ask for a one-year commitment. We hope for 2 years or longer. Our average match length is about 45 months. But it definitely needs to be a one-year commitment.
And I know that I bring this up frequently. Just as I sit here talking to you, as I try to put myself in the position of a potential big, and it's always nice to know that you're there with the training, with the resources, with proven ideas that, okay, I'm stuck, what do I do, or how do I do this, or can you help me over the hump? And you've got just dozens of examples of successful things that people have done.
Right. Good case management, match support can keep a match together long after it would have dissolved on its own because of frustrations or little roadblocks that people hit. Well, the independent research studies that have been done have identified that the two things that set Big Brothers Big Sisters apart is the thorough screening of the volunteers on the front end as they're coming into the program, so that we have safety for our children, plus that we get to know who that volunteer is, what's the life experience they're bringing, personality, interest, because that's how someone is matched with a child, personality, common interests, and what they're willing to, what they're bringing to share. The other thing that sets Big Brothers Big Sisters apart is the match support, the professional match support, the staff that's available to the parent, the child, and the volunteer to support that match. And sometimes it's a matter of helping the volunteer more clearly understand what the child's dealing with. Sometimes it's a matter of helping the parent and the child understand what their responsibility is. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's as simple as helping, you know, a teenager who's been matched for two or three years and thinks, well, I don't really want to make plans with my big sister because my friends might come up with something better, and help them to understand that a commitment, you have to keep your word, that that if you said you would go with your big sister, that's what you need to do.
Not that any teen would ever think that.
Never. But it's also about helping that big sister or big brother understand that planning match activities with a 12-year-old is different than planning them with a 10-year-old. You know, an 8 or 10, they're just happy to do anything whenever. But with the adolescent, you need to work around their work schedule, their friends, maybe plan not a week out, but maybe a day out, so that so you can adapt with that, you know, and of, especially if they have not raised kids, their, of them, if they're a young couple without children, they haven't gone through all that adolescent angst and learned some of those, you know, development things. And that's why the professional staff is to help with that.
And I think point of view is different on that adolescent angst. When I'm going through it, I'm going through it, but it looks different when I see it in you.
Yeah, there you go. Yes. Yes, it was always different. We were always different when we were adolescents.
Well, you've got a great board of directors that helps you with policy and with the fundraising and just public awareness, although I think you're still the voice and the face of the program to much of the community.
Well, I have been here almost 28 years, so yes, that's changing.
Yeah, but you were 7 when you started.
I know. That's just amazing. Yeah. Yes, I do have, we have a local board that is responsible for the two resources that we need, which is money and volunteers. Mm-hmm. And then there is a governing board that sets policy and is the governing board for the entire state. Big Brothers Big Sisters of Oklahoma is a statewide agency. Mm-hmm. It was formed in 2006 when all of the Big Brother Big Sister programs came together and merged.
I still occasionally have trouble calling you by the old name.
When they all merged into one 501c3, and there are 7 locations: Bartlesville, Tulsa, Oklahoma City, Norman, Shawnee, Stillwater, and Ponca City is the newest one.
Okay. Well, it obviously is a process that continues to work and has worked for decades, and the idea of being a friend to a young person, the young people change, their interests are now on a computer or a phone where they may have been somewhere else previously, but the idea remains the same.
Yes, we all had a role model, we all had mentors, whether that was a, you know, a relative, a coach, a teacher, an employer, a friend, somebody who we looked up to that helped kind of guide us. And we only, everybody needs one.
Yeah, I just remember a teacher that happened to be a good friend of my parents growing up that, you know, threatened to kick my rear end up between my shoulder blades. And anyway, it worked.
Well, hopefully we've evolved. And our inspiration comes a different way this year.
He was a unique individual, but I won't tell the stories about him. As when he and my dad were youngsters, you know, this individual that was a great mentor but was the troublemaker at the time that would start at 4 a.m. outside my dad's window on the 4th of July with fireworks, you know. But anyway, it's nice to have those people that are willing to invest their time into a youngster.
Yes, it is an investment of time and self, and really mentors are doing, we encourage them to involve a child in things they're already doing. Yeah. So just to look at your life and say, well, what could I take a child along with me, and how could that be a learning experience for them?
Well, you brought along a member of your board of directors, and he also brings a history of having served as a big, and we'll talk with David Lewis when we continue in just a moment on K1.